From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, Soul Proof. But here's what's happening. The deputy commander of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard said Iranian forces will close the strategic Strait of Hormuz to the United States and its allies if they threaten the Islamic Republic. The comments made by General Hossein Salami followed a very long history of both rhetoric and confrontation between Iran and the U.S. over the narrow strait, through which nearly a third of all oil traded in the world passes there. A man is in custody after he admitted to spraying a contaminant that officials believe contained mice poison on unpackaged foods at several Michigan grocery stores. The FBI said an investigation indicates the man sprayed a mixture of hand cleaner, water, mouse poison, and produce on open food bars at three Ann Arbor, Michigan stores within the last couple weeks. Nobody reported hurt. And a New Hampshire mother who says she discovered a razor blade in her daughter's fountain drink from Wendy's has prompted the fast food chain and the local health department to launch separate investigations. Aubrey Simmons of Keene, New Hampshire, posted a photo on Facebook writing that she had discovered a very small, dirty razor blade in her daughter's soda purchased from a Wendy's that afternoon. Ohio Governor John Kasich has called it quits, suspending his Republican presidential campaign, ending his underdog bid, and hinting at a life perhaps beyond elected office. Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com, with us. Well, John, it's wide open now for Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, there's no obstacle in his path now that everyone has been, all the bowling pins have been knocked down. And, you know, Kasich weeping and, you know, sadly, I mean, this is a guy who won one state only because they had an open primary in Ohio, would have lost Ohio to Trump had they had a closed Republican primary. And he's crying like somehow this was like stripped and taken away from him. I mean, this man, Kasich, was he was basically a functionary working for the Stop Trump campaign, essentially staying in to rob Trump of whatever delegates he could get. He was just so lousy at it. And I think the one that shocked everybody was Ted Cruz throwing in the towel, because they thought he would go on a little.
Yeah, I would have thought he would have hung in there a little longer.
Yeah, but what happened with Cruz, of course, is you know, there were reports about this, and it was really mounting, that the campaign debts were mounting.
Yeah,
and he had to fold his tent, otherwise be buried, saddled with debts, and not figure out how to pay them back. But I think going forward, you hear all of these. I mean, I don't know if you've you've seen some of these reports by the New York Times. All of a sudden, they've got all the electoral math worked out, and Hillary beats Trump by a landslide. This is what they're saying, assuming, of course, that she gets the same electoral advantage, same states as Barack Obama picked off 4 years ago or 8 years ago. So, I mean, the prognostication that is going on right now, together with who's going to be Trump's roommate, vice presidential, you know, candidate.
Sure.
He's commissioned Ben Carson, apparently, to conduct a search for his running mate. I mean, all of these things right now the media is absolutely wild. Now, of course, the media, and we're talking about whether it's Fox News or CNN or mainstream media, ABC, CBS, NBC, they all predicted that Trump would flame out of this campaign, that he was a carnival barker, that he had no chance whatsoever. They disparaged him. Nobody had any confidence. And now that he's won, essentially, he's the presumptive nominee, they're all dismissing him, saying that, well, Hillary's already won the campaign.
Is there any way Trump will not get the nomination? Any way?
No. It's his nomination. He's now going to be probably in the 1,400 delegate count when this thing is.
There's no
now.
Competition.
You know, so he wins all of, you know, the remaining, basically, most.
It's kind of anticlimactic, John, isn't it?
Well, I think it is to a lot of people. Everybody thought that this was going. It certainly is to Californians, who thought that their late in the cycle primary on June 7th was really going to count this time. And of course, it counts for nothing. He's won it, but I always get a kick out of how if you watch the punditry on analyze things, how everybody's changing their tune. Even Megyn Kelly with Fox News now is now, you know, I mean, amicable about Trump. They're all like welcoming him into the fold, like, you know, he's one of their best friends. So, you know, things change, George, in
John,
politics.
Everybody likes a winner. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. You can read his many, many postings on that website. Music legend Prince died one day before he was scheduled to meet a doctor who specializes in addiction treatment for life-saving mission. A California doctor, Howard Kornfeld, was the first who was contacted by Prince's representatives on April 20th, one day before the singer's body was discovered at his home. A massive wildfire that has forced the evacuation of all 88,000 people from Fort Murray could destroy much of the Canadian city. My daughter's pretty close to there right now. She's in Canada for a couple days. The officials in Alberta province say the blaze that has gutted some 1,600 structures is expected to rage out of control. Earth, by the way, is entering a stream of debris from Halley's Comet. Time to check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Gates. What do we got there, Stephen?
Well, George, very exciting things, as always, in this week's edition here. We're talking this week, at least I'm dubbing it this week, the three M's, meteors, Mars, and Mercury. And as you opened up the program, this particular meteor shower in our live sky view, George, is absolutely spectacular. Get ready, folks, for a good show over the next 2 days. It's called the Eta Aquarid Meteor Shower. This, if you see any of these meteors, George, this is great. You're seeing meteors from the most famous of all comets, that is Comet Halley. Now, if your skies are clear, here's how to see it. Look into the southeastern sky about 2 hours before sunrise. And if you have those beautiful dark skies, because the moon will be really at its new phase, George, so they won't interfere, they are saying, that is astronomers, maybe 30 to 40 meteors per hour and fairly bright. But the other part of the M's, we're talking about Mars in our live sky view this week, George. Folks, go out. Look in that southeast right now if you're listening to the radio show, and you can have clear skies. You're seeing Mars right now, George, some 52 million miles away, zooming in toward the Earth at about 10 miles per second. All this leads up to the big opposition, May the 22nd, when Mars gets a little less than about 46 million miles away. Telescopic viewers, you have some amazing sights. And finally, the last M, George, the Mercury transit. This only happens maybe once every 6 or 7 or 8 years. Monday, the 9th of May, for East Coast time zones, it starts a little bit, just around 8 a.m., the planet Mercury, now, pay attention, folks, don't stare directly at the sun, probably your best bet is to watch it on the internet, but George, the transit of Mercury is very rare. This object streams across the sun, takes a long time. Remember, Mercury is only about 3,000 miles in diameter, 1/158th the size of the sun, but George, it makes it unusual because this kind of an alignment only happens with Mercury and Venus, an amazing thing to talk about. And we'll have a big update coming up on DrSky.com for the Mercury transit and how people can actually watch it live. So, George, always keep your eyes to the skies.
Sounds exciting, Stephen. Thank you so much, Dr. Sky. You know, that Connecticut woman who underwent a face transplant 5 years ago after being attacked by a chimpanzee? She's back in a Boston hospital after doctors discovered her body is now rejecting tissue from that transplant. Sad story for her. For years, we've heard of a possible link between cell phone use and cancer. Now this week, researchers in Baltimore say the evidence is clear and children are more at risk. The studies link cell phones to a slew of health issues in children. That's why experts say parents and expecting mothers need to be extra careful. There you go. Imagine wiping out the entire population of Orlando, Florida every year. That's essentially what medical errors are doing, according to analysis of 4 studies on the topic. It finds that 9.5% of the Americans who die each year are killed by medical error, making it the number 3 cause of death behind heart disease and cancer. Well, as Doc Wallach would say, somebody needs to go to jail. You can watch his video at criticalhealthnews.com regarding all these stories we've been talking about. As a matter of fact, in a moment, Doc Wallach joins us for a couple hours as we talk about your health issues. Doc Wallach, of course, our partner, our dear friend at criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. It's an honor to have him as not only a sponsor of our program, but as a partner in our development to get the news and information out about critical health to everybody. He's got a video on the criticalhealthnews.com website called Somebody Needs to Go to Jail, which we'll talk about with him in a second. He has published more than 70 peer-reviewed journal articles about nutrition and pharmaceutical research. And, of course, here he is with his monthly contribution to Coast to Coast. And ever since we posted, Doc, that you were coming on the show, I have had a slew of emails from people who say, I can't get through, so here's a question. So I've got a whole bunch of email questions for you that will pop in throughout the night, and you can answer them for us. But welcome back, Doc.
Well, thank you so much, George. Always appreciate your hospitality and appreciate your listeners. You got the greatest listeners and family of anybody out there, and I just really appreciate you and them.
Well, they really care about themselves, their health for themselves and their family. And ever since you've been coming on the program, helping people, giving us tips on what we can do, people are taking heed. I got stopped in St. Louis, where I was a couple weeks ago, by a photographer who was there for a wedding at the Ritz Hotel, and I was going by to meet some friends, and he comes running out of the wedding area reception, yelling my name. I don't know the guy, and he recognizes me, and he comes up to me and says, I just want to thank you for criticalhealthnews.com and for the things that you have done. I am doing almost everything that you've recommended, and I feel great. What a change. So, you know, it makes you feel good that you're touching people's lives, and you've been doing this now how many years?
For 40 years, George, directly with humans, and, of course, for many years, another 20 years before that with animals. And so it's very gratifying to see things happening now. And you and I are just not the only ones shouting into the wind. As you pointed out, this a book that this professor from Harvard Medical School came out and pointed out that medical errors.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, third leading cause of death in America. And when you look at their nutritional advice, it makes them number one. Okay, so number one, cause of death is doctors and nutritional advice. Number two is heart disease. Number three is cancer. And number four is medical mistakes. So they get a twofer.
So when you say somebody needs to go to jail, which is your video,
yes,
you're really chastising those that are part of that contribution of third leading cause of deaths?
Oh, absolutely, George. And here is the scorecard. This one should make everybody weep and cry. The scorecard says, also from government agencies as well as the medical organization, professional organizations, our children will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents. Now, this is a catastrophic prediction of biblical proportions. We're talking about the Great Flood. We're talking about all the firstborn Egyptians dying because the Pharaoh wouldn't release the Hebrew slave.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about our kids will be the first generation of Americans who do not live as long as their parents. This means that a significant number of Americans are going to be standing at a gravesite bearing their kids.
That's horrible.
It's horrible. It's a horrible prospect. And this is the scorecard, because our kids, with the cost of medical care, with all the wonderful technological things that have happened in medicine over the years, with all the computers and all the special devices, we should be the longest living, healthiest people on earth. And it turns out that our children will be the first generation that do not live with their parents because of the failure of the medical system.
You know, Doc, I watched my mother watch my sister die. And she died of brain cancer, and she really jumped on the holistic end, but it was too late. She really had never done that in her life, and then when she told us what she had, we started telling her about just about everything that we've learned from you and everybody else, but it was just too late. But I witnessed exactly what you're talking about, a parent watching her child die, and it was, Doc, the worst experience I've ever gone through, ever in my life.
A horrible prospect. And the brain cancers, especially the more common ones, are actually caused by a deficiency of a single mineral called gallium. It was a huge study done in Europe, actually in England. And they had a high rate of these brain tumors in children in a certain area of England.
And a very clever guy did some research, and he did hair analyses and soil examinations. He found that these parents of these kids that had this brain tumor were deficient in this mineral called gallium. And so they started supplementing gallium in all the people in this district, and it just stopped that brain cancer. It never came back.
Or Doc Wallach, his phone number, by the way, if you can't get through to our show and you just need some help and some answers, 1-855-949-RADIO. And, of course, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. And definitely watch his video, Somebody Needs to Go to Jail. It is free to watch, folks. So last night somebody called during one of my programs and said, please ask Doc Wallach for me. I have chronic hives. What do I do for that? And I have no idea whether he has an allergy doc or what, but what do you do for that?
Well, it depends on the definition of hives. It could be eczema. It could be a dermatitis. It could be psoriasis. It could be rosacea if it's on their face. And it could be hives. It could be due to an allergy. It's quite common.
Maybe he ate seafood and he's allergic to that. Who knows, right?
Exactly. That's a possibility. But another possibility is that 85% of Americans are gluten intolerant. And one of the more common symptoms of gluten intolerance, you get eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, and rosacea. And a lot of people will call these red, dry, itchy patches of skin, sometimes the size of a dime. Sometimes they can cover your whole arm or your whole face. And they're quite distracting because they itch so much and they're quite prominent. And, you know, they go to a dermatologist and they'll give them some cortisone cream to apply topically to relieve the itching. It really doesn't get to the problem. The problem is caused by a deficiency of a particular class of nutrients, the essential fatty acids, and it's caused secondarily to a gluten intolerance because the essential fatty acids are a big, long, clumsy molecule, very, very difficult to absorb under ideal circumstances. And when you have the loss of the lining of the intestines as a result of gluten intolerance, it's called a contact enteritis. Enteritis is a inflammation lining the intestines. Little finger-like villi go away, and your intestines look, George, like you've been eating poison ivy for salad. It's pretty ugly when you look at it at autopsy.
Huh.
And basically, it's healable, but you have to get off of gluten. And over time, certainly if you take the 90 for Life program, the 90 Essential of Nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamin, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, the healing occurs faster. And you supplement with the 90, including the omega-3s, the essential fatty acids, and the skin problems, the eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, rosacea, go away in weeks. And, of course, you know, when one person calls it a rash or hives and think it's an allergy,
right,
it could be equally possible as being a gluten intolerance.
Can you take too much? Because I noticed when you take a multiple vitamin, let's say it says you get 50% magnesium from that, and then you take a few other things and you get 50% there and another 50. Is that too much or is that still okay?
You picked an interesting one because one of the signs of a overdose of magnesium is you get diarrhea. And so you can monitor that yourself. If you're taking too much, you're going to get diarrhea. You reduce the dose, the diarrhea stops. And so that's an easy one. But some of them are quite safe. And of course, magnesium is safe. It's an essential nutrient. But you can take an enormous amount of vitamins, minerals. The harmful place comes in is in the embryo. For instance, if a mother takes in too much vitamin A,
okay,
the L-shaped curve, it could have a negative impact on the embryo. If the mother takes in an excess of certain minerals, she'll have a negative impact on the embryo. And so these are the places you want to watch it. But somebody who's a 200-pound person and the minimum daily requirement, for instance, of calcium is 800 milligrams, you could take 3,000, 5,000 milligrams of calcium. It's not going to hurt you.
The body passes a lot of that through, too.
Oh, yeah. And selenium. The government says 50 micrograms is what they recommend. And I take 1,000 micrograms a day, which is 1 milligram.
Wow.
and because I want to avoid cancer, and that's one of my 9 lawsuits against the federal government, sued the FDA in federal court and prevailed, that, and I can say on your program without fear of injury to myself or you, you know, from the government or any legal groups, that you can reduce your risk of significant amounts of different types of cancer simply by supplementing with selenium. And this goes back to 1912.
Hold on for a second, Doc. We'll pick that up when we come back. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with some of your calls, too. Later on tonight, we'll talk about soul proof, compelling evidence that no one really dies in radiant wellness. So make sure you're part of that program. In a moment, we'll be back with Dr. Joel Wallach. We'll take your phone calls. He's from criticalhealthnews.com. He is one of our partners and obviously our sponsors. Their phone number to reach them, 855-949-RADIO as well. Welcome back with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com and, of course, their magical number of help, 855-949-RADIO. Doc, before we go to the many calls and many emails that I've got, let's wrap up the selenium remarks. So that sounds like a very powerful supplement to take.
Yes, selenium certainly has protective functions for the liver, for the heart, to prevent sudden heart death we see in adults and people doing heavy physical work. It prevents cataracts, prevents liver cirrhosis. It is absolutely necessary for the muscles and can support healing when you have fibromyalgia and lupus, these sorts of things. And so it's an essential nutrient, but it has many functions, just like calcium. You can have 147 different diseases. If you have a calcium deficiency with a selenium deficiency, you might get 30 or 40 different diseases. And before we go on to more emails and questions, I want to make a comment on the gentleman who sent you the wonderful email about his wife being in the hospital with a ruptured appendix.
Ruptured appendix, yeah.
Yep. This is a classic sign of gluten intolerance. And so his children, born by this woman, and her sisters, and any nieces and nephews that were born to her sisters, and her mother, if she's still alive, all have a gluten intolerance. And they have to have a family meeting and have a discussion about what they can eat, what they can't eat. They need to get the CD called Cereal Killers, which gives all the hidden places you find gluten. And it'll add 25 to 50 healthier years to their life if they all get gluten-free. If they don't get gluten-free, they'll die 25 to 50 years early. Their kids will die before they do. And guess what? They will be miserable for many years before they die.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that, Doc. I appreciate that. Okay, here's an email in from Greg in Florida. It says, love Coast to Coast. I need to talk to Doc Wallach. I can never get through. I'm 56, 5 feet 10 inches, 245. I've got heart disease, 14 stents. Gosh, you only have 7 arteries. Wow, he's got them all over the place. I've had I've had bypass. I take maintenance for blood pressure, blood thinners, aspirin. I smoked for 20 years. I've got to lose weight. What can I do to help clean out my lungs and protect them, too? What's he do?
Okay, well, George, there's 2 things he needs to do. Number one, he needs to stop the ongoing damage because all this is self-inflicted. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. None of the obstructive artery disease, which resulted in the stents and the bypass surgeries, is due to cholesterol, saturated fat. It's all due to inflammation, which could be partly due to the smoking. It could be eating fried foods. It could be eating processed meats with nitrates and nitrites, things like deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, jerky, Spam, those kinds of things. And then also oils. We're talking about microwave popcorn, theater popcorn, olive oil, coconut oil. Yes, coconut oil. No margins, mayonnaise, sugar, cooking oil, and no gluten. Wheat, brown rice, oats. And this will stop the inflammation, the ongoing disease. But a guy who's 5'8", 5'10", weighs 240, he's 70 pounds overweight. And so he needs to lose some weight. And we're going to give him a supplement program, which will support weight loss, but also support healthy maintenance repair of the arteries, increase blood flow through these obstructed arteries, and prevent further damage. So all the bad stuff's got to go. That's number one. And then number two, the 240 pounds.
5'10".
5'10". I'd have him take 2 of what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. This has 245 nutrients, including all 90 essential nutrients. And I want them to have a full dose of everything twice a day. That'll be two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. And this will support healthy heart function, maintenance repair. It'll support healthy vascular blood flow, support healthy blood pressure. But I want to throw in a couple more things because he already has a lot of disease, and this will help support maintenance repair. In addition to the two healthy brain and heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day, I would also like him to have what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, three twice a day. And they're designed, George, to support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed clogged arteries.
Well, that's critical.
Yes, absolutely life-saving. And it will support and promote healthy blood pressure. And so I'm going to take three of those twice a day, and that'll be two bottles a month. Lastly, from the vascular side, I would also like him to take what we call the Ultimate Cardio Sticks. It's a powder you can put in a bottle of water. I'm going to have two of those a day. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight. We'll be conservative. Just give them two a day, two boxes a month. They come in boxes of 30. And this will, again, support healthy blood pressure, support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. And then, lastly, for the weight loss, I'd like him to get what we call the ASAP. It's an acronym for as slim as possible, as soon as possible. And people have to appreciate, George, that when you're overweight and obese, well, obesity is 35 pounds or more of your ideal weight for your height. If you're overweight or obese, it has nothing to do with lack of exercise or eating too much, which is the failed theory for over the last 125. What would we get for that failed theory, George, is we're the number one obese nation in the world.
We sure are.
Yep, that's the fact. And people who are overweight and obese, it's actually a nutritional deficiency. And so by taking what we call this ASAP, put a dropper full, not a drop, but a full dropper full under their tongue, leave it absorbed through oral tissues. If he swallows it, it won't hurt him, but he won't get maximum benefit. Leave it absorbed through the oral tissues under the tongue. It might take a minute or two. And within a couple of days, he'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And we get people, George, who lose 140 pounds in 100 days. I get people who go from 423 pounds down to 165 pounds in 7 months. They're losing 60 pounds in the first 30 days.
Okay, Doc, let's take some calls now for people who are lining up for you. We'll start by going to Abilene, Texas. Dottie's with us on the Wild Card line. Hello, Dottie. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you so much, both of you, for listening and being there. I have recently been diagnosed with kidney failure, and I'm now on dialysis three times a week. What can I do to stop that?
Okay, well, first of all, are you a diabetic also?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, type 2 or type 1?
I've been both because I now use insulin. Previously, it was only the oral medication.
Okay, so you're getting away with oral medication. Okay, so you're type 2. And then do you have high blood pressure also?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir, that was my second question.
Okay, now it all goes together. And when you have kidney failure, there's nothing wrong with your kidneys.
Okay.
Now people say, what? Well, how come?
I was just going to say that. What?
And, George, this is true. Remember, I'm a pathologist, and I've done close to 8,000 autopsies in humans and over 22,000 autopsies on animals of over 454 species of animals, and they all 454 species of animals get kidney failure. It's very common in humans, and it actually is caused by a lack of the dirty blood getting into the filtering units, plugged arteries in the kidneys. Now, the kidneys are okay. Nothing wrong with the kidney. It's like if your tub is running over and, your bathtub is running over with water when you're taking a shower and you flood your bathroom, you call the plumber and say, look, I want my tub replaced. Well, that's the wrong request. You don't want your tub replaced. You want somebody to come out and roto-root the
drain.
Willow roots out of the plumbing system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, the same thing is true here. There's nothing wrong with your kidneys, but what happens is when you get clogged arteries that would normally carry the dirty blood in the filtering units, the bad blood can't get into the filtering unit so that the kidneys can't do their job.
Okay.
Our job is to increase blood flow into the kidneys, which will support healthy blood pressure, and then, of course, we have to deal with the diabetes and so forth. So how much do you weigh?
I weigh about 185, and I'm 5'5".
Okay, 5'5". I'd like to see you weigh 140, 150, so you need to lose about 30, 40 pounds.
Okay.
And we'll work on that. But also, you need to get rid of the bad stuff, which is the cause of the obstructive artery disease in these little kidney arteries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about fried foods, no exceptions, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. You'll hear this over and over. No processed foods with nitrates and nitrites. Again, the deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, oils, and gluten, wheat, brought around, oats. Got to get rid of all that stuff.
Okay.
Secondly, got to get rid of the, I said the gluten. And you don't smoke or anything like that?
No, I do not.
That's good.
And because you have diabetes, you need to get rid of the sugar out of your life. And this includes things that tend to be healthy, fruit juices, agave syrup, fruit. You can get everything you need from fruit, from vegetables, without the danger of sugar. So you don't need the sugar, okay?
Okay.
So no fruit, no fruit juices, but eat more vegetables, steamed vegetables. Don't saute them in oils. You can saute them in butter, but not oils. You've got to remember to stay away from the oils. And I would also stay away from breads and grain. And one slice of bread, even if it's gluten-free bread, one slice of bread, whether it's gluten-free or not, will raise your blood sugar faster and higher than a heaping tablespoon full of white table sugar. Okay?
Okay.
So you got to watch the breads and the pastas and all that kind of stuff. Doctors will tell you, eat whole grains. They're wrong. Do not do it.
And white rice is bad, too, isn't it?
The same thing, George. Very, very good. That's good advice. White rice is very bad for that same reason.
Okay.
Then what I want you to do, your body weight, again, is to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose of everything twice a day, and this will support healthy blood pressure and healthy just maintenance of body function, because you're missing most of these nutrients. And then, because you have diabetes, you need to take three of the sweeties twice a day. That'll be three at breakfast, three at dinner time. And I want you to take your fasting blood sugar before you medicate yourself, and as your blood sugar drops, you'll see, and keep a little logbook so you can kind of keep track of what's going on, you'll see that as your blood sugar drops, you're able to reduce your medication, even the oral medication, as your doctors have taught you to do. And then, because you have high blood pressure, you need again to throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day. That'll be two bottles a month, and this will support healthy blood flow through the obstructed arteries. It'll support healthy blood pressure. And second to last, the Ultimate Cardio Sticks, one twice a day, that's two boxes a month, and again, they will support and promote healthy blood flow.
I hope you're writing this all down, Dottie.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Okay. And let's see here, and also support healthy blood pressure. Now, lastly, again, as for this weight loss, you want to get one dropper bottle of the ASAP, put a dropper full under your tongue, and within a couple of days, you'll begin to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. It never fails, and if you stay on the supplement program, once you lose your weight and you're able to wean off your medication and you're an ex-diabetic, guess what? You'll never gain the weight back.
Okay.
Unlike some people where they gain the weight back.
Though. Exactly. And you don't need to exercise. Exercise is not necessary for this deal.
All right. Thanks, Dottie. Good luck to you. By the way, if you miss any of it, just go to criticalhealthnews.com. There's a phone number there for you, too, 855-949-RADIO. But when you said that her kidneys are okay,
yes, sir.
Why do some people get kidney transplants? Something obviously happens to the kidney, doesn't it?
No. It's called the cha-ching factor, and this is why somebody needs to go to jail. Okay. Again, doctors have the false belief that when you have your creatinine goes up, your glomerular filtration rate goes down, your urine flow begins to be reduced. They believe incorrectly that it's a kidney problem. Okay? And so I'm a pathologist, and I've looked at literally thousands and thousands, of maybe millions of kidney biopsies and thousands of whole kidneys brought to me that have been taken out when people get a kidney transplant. And then it turns out there's nothing wrong with the kidneys 99% of the time.
You mean they take them out and they're okay?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's a crime. It's one of these crimes that they get away with because doctors in America are a protected monopoly charge that are self-policing, no oversight by any agency to check their diagnoses, to check their billing, to check, see how many mistakes they have. Because remember, these deaths of these people, from regardless of the cause, are always based on death certificates. Guess who writes the death certificate?
Yeah, exactly.
The doctor who killed them. And so let's say he gave them bad nutritional advice, and they die of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, or they die of congestive heart failure. And he said, they died of congestive heart failure from natural causes.
Right, clogged arteries.
It doesn't get put in his bracket that he killed him, but he did.
We've got an entire hour to go next with the Doc Wallach with your calls, so those of you on hold, don't be concerned. We'll get to you. This email in from Bill, he says, what do I do? I've got glaucoma. Simple as that. What's he do?
Okay, well, glaucoma is obstructed arteries in the eye. They're very small arteries, smaller than the diameter of your hair, that bring blood into the eye, and they're obstructed, and the pressure in the eye goes up. And so, again, what he has to do is treat the brain, because the brain is the eyes, and the eyes are the brains. And so you have to treat them, and you also have to treat the blood vessels nutritionally, and you have to stop the process that obstructs them. Again, none of the inflammatory foods. We've already done that twice, so everybody knows this. And very quickly, no fried foods, no processed meats, no nitrates, nitrites, no oils, no gluten. And then, again, by body weight, it would be one of the healthy band and heart packs per 100 pounds of body weight. And then they need the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries, support healthy blood pressure, also support healthy eye pressure. And as the pressure goes down, and you'll know this only by going to the eye doctor and letting him test you once a month or once a week, and he will reduce the number of drops you're putting in your eyes to maintain healthy pressure in the eye. Don't just cold turkey off the drops. Do not do this yourself without the numbers. So you need to go on a regular basis, get the numbers, and as the pressure drops in the eye, the doctor himself will reduce the number of drops you're taking. And the goal here is to wean off the medication. And it is doable, but you have to be obsessive about avoiding the bad stuff and obsessive about supplementing with the good stuff.
Doc, you have had some doctors come up to you and appreciate the things that you say.
Oh, absolutely. And it's happening more and more and more since the Affordable Health Care Act. And doctors are seeing that patients cannot afford procedures that they used to because their insurance rates are going up.
They're crazy.
Deductibles are going up. Their insurance is being taken away from them. They have to pay for it themselves. And for instance, we can help somebody support and promote maintenance repair of the cartilage in their knees when they have bone-to-bone arthritis, or maybe $600. They weigh 150, 200 pounds. You know, within 90 days. And if they have double knee replacement, they're looking at $60,000 to $80,000. And say, you really helped my patient. I can't thank you enough, Wallach. Where before, I've actually had death threats from many doctors.
All right, Joel, stay with us. We're going to be back in a moment with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Toll-free number, by the way, to call for just to get some assistance at 855-949-7234, which is the same as 855-949-RADIO. We will be back with the rest of your calls in our final hour with Doc Wallach right here on Coast to Coast AM. Great information. We'll be back.